Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're Roger and JP. Hope you had a good weekend. Brett in the studio, Monica and JR in the studios in Tampa, of course.
Someone had a good weekend.
Yeah.
The birthday girl.
Endless tweets and enjoyment.
Look at you.
Is that a birthday horn?
Well, yes.
An all-purpose horn.
Right.
I love it.
That's for the biggest and smallest of celebrations. Yours probably, I mean, a birthday's probably a medium-sized celebration.
It's actually a pint-sized celebration.
There it is.
Lots of pictures of drinks and bitch cupcakes and good stuff, Monica. Looks like you had a good time.
Yeah, my friends are super nice to me, and I'm a very lucky
girl. What's your
girl.
Actual day that's your birthday?
Today.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, I dragged
today.
That nonsense off.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I appreciate
like 4 days of celebrating.
Yeah.
Well, it's on a Monday, so I can't really, you know what I mean? We're going to probably hang out tonight, but you can't get crazy, so.
Actually, 47 years old today.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I know, but I'm really not.
There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Nothing to be proud of.
You're not going bald or have, gray hair. I'm 0-2 and I'm 45.
You're 45?
Yeah.
I hate that I'm older than you. I hate it.
I love it.
Hate it.
Now, those of you who are watching Bone TV may wonder why Special Ted has stepped into the studio with us so early. And he has come in here to help us.
And with so much energy, I might add.
Yeah, celebrate.
Flying in here.
You really got in here.
Happy birthday, Monica.
Thank you.
He is here to help us celebrate your birthday.
There we go.
Just to...
I couldn't find my birthday, the hat. The party hat.
That's okay.
We'll find it later.
He came in here to help us celebrate your birthday by recounting the goings ons from this week in 1970.
And it's very interesting, Monica. Do you know who celebrity wise you share your birthday with, or are you aware at all?
I only know Maria Shriver. That's it.
Oh, that's a good one. Ooh. Okay, Maria Shriver. You also.
I'm gonna kill that bitch.
You wanted to share it with her.
You also share your birthday with Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know the guy that killed everybody?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've said this from the get. Scorpios are psycho evil. We just are. I have accepted it. But there are some, like, bad people that are Scorpios.
And also, with a great American, Pat Tillman was also born on this day.
Respect.
But on your exact birthday, which is today, right, November 6th, 1970, Ethan Hawke, the exact same birthday as you.
Oh,
look at that.
And also Glenn Frey from the Eagles, who's no longer with us.
He's dead.
1948.
He would have been 69 today, yeah.
And appropriately, I thought, 5 years ago today on this exact date, Barack Obama was reelected president.
Oh!
On your birthday.
It usually falls on election day, so nice. Yeah, I remember that.
There you go. Congratulations.
I helped with that.
He's a jackass.
How about, can you help us relive... the top 10 hits.
Yes.
Absolutely. We can do the biggest hits in America.
Of that week in 1970.
From 1970. How about bubbling? Do you want to do 10, Brett, or do you want to do 5?
Let's do 6.
All right, yeah. Bubbling just outside.
Well, give us the 4 that we don't have, and then we'll get to the 6.
All right, well, I
we're really going to do 6.
We can do top 5 in a bubbling.
Let me find it. Yeah, we can
do it. Okay, let's do
this. He's got so much paper. Look at the research. Ted did.
Ted's done more research for your birthday than he's done in the last 10 years of doing our show.
That is so true. All right, here we go. We've got the top 10. Not in the music library. At number 10 was Edwin Starr with War.
What a great song.
Wow!
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again.
Woo!
War.
And number 9.
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again.
Woo!
Oh, you're so karaoke when you're here.
That was better than playing his version. We kicked ass on that.
Number nine was The Carpenters, and We've Only Just Begun.
And we've only just begun. If only I had a sandwich.
Why lace and promises?
Because I starved myself to death.
I just have a feeling Monica likes this song. Number eight, The Beatles and Let It Be.
Yes, absolutely love that song.
That one we have.
Number seven, Smokey and the Miracles and the Tears of a Clown.
Oh, wow.
What's my friend?
You know, we plan things.
Everybody knows Let It Be.
I didn't know we were doing a six.
We plan things.
I didn't know we were doing a six. Nobody told me we were doing a six.
And then before we get to the top five, bubbling under just below number five, the Jackson 5, of course. Everybody knows them. Had a classic here. A long run in 1970 with this one. Of course, I Want You Back. As we celebrate Monica's birthday, November 6, 1970. Happy birthday, Monica. Here we go on the bone.
I can't believe we were able to get Rick Keys in here.
Number six.
What was that, Brett?
So you got to do it again.
Number six.
All right, into the top five we go. And one of my favorite things is when a song title includes parentheses.
Well, it's good you're mentioning this on Monica's birthday. That's
number
important
five,
to you.
A song that would spend 4 weeks at number one, The Carpenters, and Close to You, or in parentheses, They Long to Be.
Two songs on the top 10 right now?
Right. Two songs.
Carpenters were hot.
We're in the top 10.
And they spent 4 weeks at number one in 1970, 15 weeks on the charts, in case you're keeping track.
At a restaurant.
Number four became popular in the second season of American Idol for a younger group. For the younger crowd, because it was redone by Clay Aiken. But in 1970, number four for Simon and Garfunkel, and Bridge Over Troubled Water, which would spend 6 weeks at number one. Let's take a listen right now.
Number four. That's good.
Timed that one wrong, huh?
I'm going to talk that up with it.
There we go. Okay.
It's a horrible song.
All right, rolling on. Coming in at number three.
You're 4 foot eight.
From 1970. And
47.
Excuse me. Shut up.
A song that would spend 3 weeks at number one and 16 weeks on the charts in 1970, The Partridge Family.
Oh.
What?
And they had a great run at number three. Mm-hmm. I Think I Love You. Now, Monica, do you have any idea what number one is, or?
I have no idea. I didn't know any of these songs were even a thing. Let It Be,
number,
I'm surprised.
Well, look
by.
The, right here.
Oh, okay.
Some people know what it is. I don't know. There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. You might want to get the hook in there.
At number two, another entry from the Jackson 5.
Really?
This song spent 5 weeks at number one in 1970, 16 weeks on the charts, redone in the 90s by Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. The Jackson 5 and I'll Be There.
Nice.
Number two. And, of course, that was back when Michael Jackson was still black. Number two, the Jackson 5, and I'll Be There as we steamroll to the top of the charts for Monica's birthday. 1970 is the year we're flashing back to. And a song that was the biggest song of the year, according to the Billboard Music Charts, for the year of 1970. Used in many commercials over the years and for weather promotions. It's B.J. Thomas.
No, this wasn't a thing.
Number one, number one, number one. Happy birthday, Monica!
Number one.
Sounds like Monica.
This is not a song.
Sucks.
This was on the radio. People crank this up at some point.
Yes.
Come on.
No, it was 1970.
Number one, AM 1970. Radios.
Number one.
Bad.
Those. This used to be in my guitar songbook from the 1970s of all the hits of the 70s, and this was one of them.
Your birthday number one absolutely blows.
I absolutely agree.
Also in 1970, that was the first year that Casey Kasem debuted American Top 40, his first ever countdown show.
Was it really?
Yeah, wow. 4th of July weekend, 1970. Mm. And I have some other stats here for you. On TV in 1970.
Oh.
How many of these shows do you guys remember? Well, Gunsmoke, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Skelton Show. The Young Lawyers.
Nope.
70s
Mayberry
weird.
RFD.
Mm.
The Doris Day Show.
Oh, boy. Jesus.
Carol Burnett.
All right.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
Better.
Green Acres.
All
Green
right.
Acres. All right.
Hee Haw.
No.
To Rome with Love.
Nope.
All in the Family.
Hey, Monica, Dr. Jesus Christ deliver you?
Here it is.
The Don Knotts Show. Oh, that's a classic. The Odd Couple. Barefoot in the Park.
70s are seriously lame.
Wow. The Odd Couple is a kind of a...
Elias Smith and Jones.
Gigantic. Alias Smith and Jones.
Oh, right. Elias. The Flip Wilson Show.
Did he say Elias?
Yeah,
Elias.
We all heard it.
The Flip Wilson Show.
Flip Wilson was big. Flip Wilson was
the
awesome.
The Dean Martin Show.
No.
Nancy.
Don't know.
Adam 12.
Great
right,
show. Great cop
sucks.
Show.
Any of these shows I only know from Nick at Night. The Brady Bunch.
Yes. There we go. There we
Nanny
go.
And the, Nanny and the Professor.
That's a big one.
Let's Make a Deal with Saturday Night. The Newlywed Game. Mm. Mission Impossible. The Andy Williams Show.
Newlywed Game wasn't bad.
My Three Sons.
The big one.
How about the Pearl Bailey Show?
No idea.
Did this give anybody a show in the 70s? And what did
apparently.
The Lawrence Welk Show.
All right, you're good.
Very
right,
big.
So there you
very
go. From
big.
All from 1970.
All right.
So there you go, flashing back. How about this? The cost of living in 1970. It was also the first year jumbo jet flew.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Let's see here. Okay, the average income per year. Oh, this is about what I make here. $9,400.
Really?
That was the average income in 1970?
$9,400. Average cost of a new house, $23,450.
Yep.
Can't buy that on $9,000 a year.
Yeah, cost of a gallon of gas, 36 cents.
The house was only 1.5 times their income. Guess what? That's not how it is now.
How about the Schaefer pen?
I have no idea.
A Schaefer pen was $9.95.
I know exactly what a Schaefer pen is. They had a Schaefer pen plant in Fort Madison, Iowa, where I grew up, and it was what kept the town alive. Once it went dead or whatever, the whole place, everything just started going to pot.
Oh,
was it like, could it write upside down? Was it like an astronaut pen?
It was like fancy schmancy.
Seinfeld?
It was, okay. Yeah, it was like a fancy pen, yeah.
Isn't that something?
A postage stamp was 6 cents.
This is all the year of Monica's birth. What was going on?
Yep.
Part of our celebration.
Really
one carat diamond ring was $299.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Head and Shoulder shampoo, 79 cents. An 8-track stereo tape player, $38.99.
Mm-hmm. 8-tracks were a thing.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
I had one. We had one.
Did
in my
you
house.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like a cassette CD.
Yeah, in the liquor cabinet we had it.
Cassette CD. What are you talking about?
But like you could skip tracks, but then it was like a cassette that you could skip tracks.
You had to push a button and it would go, and you had to wait, and wait, and then the tape would finally go, and then you'd hear like a song fade up because halfway through it changed tracks.
Yeah, I don't think you could skip a track, you can't fast forward, right?
It was like carts in the radio.
No, you could
station,
go, there was four tracks, and the songs were like piled on top of each other on the piece of tape, so you could go one, two, three, four, but you'd come in the middle of songs. It was hard.
So you had no control.
You could hear other songs in the background. If it wasn't like perfect, you'd hear your song and then other songs on other tracks in the background.
What was the point? Like, you had no control over it. What was...
Hardly any at all.
I'll just listen to the radio.
You're at the mercy of the 8-track player. Yep.
A Lazy Boy chair, rocker, recliner, $188. That's what you could get in 1970.
What a deal.
Happy birthday. This is officially the first birthday we've ever celebrated.
Really?
In the 18-year history of Roger and I doing shows together.
And to this extent, I mean, this is just fabulous, the celebration that's going on here.
Open up the champagne. Let's do it.
I think I can count on one hand the amount of times we've ever even said happy birthday to somebody.
Aw. I feel special.
While the microphone
really happened much.
No, but dudes.
And now that you guys have wished Monica a happy birthday, will you still go and write on her Facebook wall, happy birthday?
No.
This pisses Ted off when people do this.
I love that when people, like, there are people that you, like, will see in person and you say happy birthday to them. And then you go like an hour or 2 hours later and then go write happy birthday on their wall.
No,
that makes no sense to me.
If I see on Facebook it's their birthday and it's someone that's close enough, I'll text them.
Right.
Or call them. I'm not going to be like every other schmuck on Facebook.
Right.
I feel like if I don't know the person very well, I do it on Facebook. But I'll text someone like that I don't need to do it on Facebook.
Ready for this?
Right.
My program director on the Long Island show said to me one day, he's like, you know what would be really good if you, you know, every day you went on and just wished the listeners a happy birthday.
Oh, no.
I swear to
God.
Come
up does like he in today's know you birthdays guys? On Facebook?
I swear to God. He goes, yeah, you know what? That's horrible. Really, it's just something special when that person that they turn on every morning is, you know, they get a happy birthday from you. It means a lot. They tell their friends, all this other nonsense.
That's a
great
idea. Think about it this way.
Always here right now.
Think about it this way. You know, think about that time you got that chance to meet that celebrity that you love. And you met that person and you said, man, that was really cool. He came over and he shook my hand. He's a really good guy. And you take that memory with you for the next 30 years and you always remember that. Or if you go to meet that person and he's a total dick, you remember that for the rest of your life. So think about that. Those are little world things that we're always trying to do.
Right.
You know, so wishing somebody a happy birthday, you just made their day. I mean, you guys are the celebrities.
Do you want to know what my response was?
It's like Robber Room.
Do you want to know what my response was? No.
In the old days, you know, you used to call the request line and it would take so long to connect to the DJ.
Yes.
You know, one-on-one. Now we have instant connection. You know, we may as well take advantage, you know, and that little world thing that we're talking about, you know, it's just such a great connection, you know, and we're connecting with these listeners and we're watching the ratings go up and,
yeah, say connecting
and we're building,
one more time.
You know, and we're really connecting.
Well, there he is.
That was pretty much spot on.
No question about it.
That's the meeting we go into every day after this show.
I cannot picture you, JP, sitting through that and not, like, laughing out loud. I mean, do you just blatantly start laughing or interrupt him and just say...
Well, we have discussions all the time.
Let's just say I'm not the quiet one in this.
It's great, though. Usually, if you know, in the past when we'd have a meeting like that, if JP just starts screaming and yelling, he's good, though. He'll just sit there and just kind of stare blankly. Straight ahead and kind of let you.
Because he doesn't know how to handle it.
Yeah. And just kind of let you yell at him.
Yeah, I love that. And then what happens is I run out of steam because it's getting nowhere. Because you just get
a brick wall.
You just get a blank stare back because he doesn't have the answer or just can't handle the, shall we say, passion that I'm exuding.
Maybe that's just his technique. He's just figured out that's what his technique is.
And then I'll just go, all right, I give up. I give up.
And then he'll go, all right. Break.
Yep. Rock and roll.
That's all I got.
That's the end of that meeting.
Cool.
All right, guys. Yeah, give me a pound.
I'm not pounding.
He doesn't pound.
Oh, he'll totally
blow it up. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
And then he'll give like metal horns. He'd be like, rock and roll.
Stop. He's being sarcastic when he does it, right?
What up?
I don't think so.
Aww, that's embarrassing.
He's all right.
There it is.
It's better than the guy that cut his toenails in our row.
Yeah, well, there's no question about
that. Buddy, that didn't happen.
Yeah, no, sure did.
It's just a regular old everyday meeting.
What?
It was a regular meeting. We didn't know he was going to take his shoe off. Like, all right, that's fine. Then he took a sock off. We're like, what's going on? Oh, I just want to... And he starts clipping his nails. Like, what are you doing?
And I was...
We're sitting right in front of you.
I don't even think the Roger and JP show was a year... It might have been a year and a half old, maybe, at that time. Yeah. And
we thought maybe this is the way it's supposed to be.
Right, because it started in 2000, and then he was gone by September 11th. So somewhere... Within maybe a year or whatever it is, I'm watching this guy, you know.
It's a shocking moment in our history to sit there and watch this happen. And like, he's in charge of us.
Cut his toenail. That's my, I report to that guy.
Our old producer, Matt, the new guy, did that too. He'd do it in the sales pit. He became a sales guy.
That's a whole different thing than your boss, who's in charge of your show that's
right?
young. And the two of us are sitting there looking at him, and he's having a serious conversation with us with his foot, his leg crossed up, and... clipping his big toenail right in front of us.
I just know when Matt used to do it, then we had another sales guy, Ron, and he'd go, oh, my God. Oh, my God, that's so disgusting. Oh, my God, put that clipper away. I can't take this. Oh, my God. Maddie, that's disgusting. That's so gross. Your nails are flying everywhere.
Ew.
Oh, my God, that's terrible. Put that away.
So that guy, Ron, that he's just describing.
Oh, my God.
That guy, Monica, wore a hairpiece.
Okay. Right? Oh.
And it was, like, the most obvious hairpiece.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
The guy that cut his toenails in the meeting, our program director, runs into him in the men's room. Now, it was a really, really windy day.
No.
So
no.
The toenail meeting clipper guy says to the... Hairpiece. Oh, my God, guy with the hairpiece, and says, Ron, just straighten yourself out. You're, you know, it's twisted. Didn't mean anything by it. Was literally trying to help him out.
Yeah.
It's kind.
Lost his mind, went to the GM, went to human resources, the whole deal. The whole spiel.
Oh, that's not cool. He was just trying to help. But I feel like if you have a hairpiece like that, it was more of an embarrassment than anything. Then they're both gone now?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I felt very uncomfortable. That wasn't very nice what he said to me in the men's room.
Right. Yeah, that was
very, very hurtful.
That's pretty much that. Hey, before we break, let's go to Tony on line one. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Monica.
Yeah?
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Riveting. That was perfect.
Have you lined up your birthday sex?
No, I have nothing lined up. It's an open afternoon.
I'm 6'4", 210.
You got you have an Adam's apple? Pronounced?
Yes, I do.
Got a pronounced Adam's apple, Monica.
Yeah.
And I'm in Brandon, so I'm close.
Right.
Yeah.
Just go for a ride.
You or what?
Just go for a ride, Monica. What do you got to lose?
I know. If I didn't already have plans, I might take you up on that. I appreciate the offer, though.
What plans do you have that are better than a date? Honestly.
Can't disappoint my friends who are nice enough to plan a night out for me.
But you're going to get off work. You'll get off work early.
I have to work after this show.
Okay.
And then I'm going straight to that. Although I really appreciate the offer. It's very sweet. Thank you.
Just go meet him in a parking lot somewhere.
There's nothing slutty about that at all.
Maybe a quickie between traffic reports? What do you think? No?
Not the cobwebs off. Come on.
Yeah.
There are cobwebs. That is a thing right now.
So, no good for Tony, Monica?
I appreciate that, Tony. It's very sweet of you. I was waiting for, like, the hammer to drop. Look at JR's face. I was waiting for the old comment, so I at least appreciate the offer of the team.
No.
All right, well.
All right.
It's an offer.
All right, we try, Tony.
Listen, it's better than, exactly. It's the offer. I like that. Thank you. I still got it-ish.
6'4", 210, you got to wonder what the distances say between the end of his pinky and his thumb like to measure with the hobby. You got to wonder at 6'4", 210. But if that's, you know.
You can rub one out today.
To
little celebration, celebratory.
Oh, that happened this morning.
Did it?
Got to wake up like that. Yeah, start the day off right.
Did you sing happy birthday to me while doing it?
No, there was no music involved.
Was there a party horn like that?
Unless there was.
Were you watching porn?
Yeah, I busted out some porn today. I actually have DVDs, and I busted that. I like to switch stuff up. I can't do the same thing. I'm not a same old girl. It won't happen. You know what I mean? I need different.
What's the title of the DVD movie you broke out?
Oh, I don't know.
It's especially
title.
For your birthday.
I don't know the title of it, but I like stories. Oh. And so it was like a story of this chick trying to get a job, and it was a whole thing, so.
Trying to get a job? She went for the interview.
She got fired from a lot of different jobs, and basically is the whole story. for banging people on the job.
So was it just guy dude or
no? This particular
dude chick or like what was it?
No, this particular one was when she was at a restaurant and she was getting trained by this other girl.
Okay.
And then there was a third girl who they didn't know was there.
And the third girl was watching?
Yep.
Oh, it all broke out.
Mm-hmm. Little lesbo action for your birthday, huh?
Yeah, why not?
Good for you. Good for you.
Well, now we know what goes through your mind next time someone's training on the board. It's good to know. With you. Is that what goes on? Scenarios?
No,
scenarios.
No,
and tonight you're going to go home alone to your cats.
Yes, I am. Celebrating with my cats.
All right. All right, Monica. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, guys. Very sweet
happy
of you.
Birthday.
I appreciate it. I really do.
All right.
Thank you.
And Rick Dees, thank you very much.
No, yes. Anytime. Anytime. It's been great. Happy birthday, Monica.
Thank you.
For you, an Iowa 6 CD changer with an AM, FM, stereo, and cassette deck. Dual cassette deck so you can dub over all your favorite songs.
Very nice, Rick.
And we will send that to you right now.
Thank you.
Also, sharing your birthday from 1970, Naomi Campbell. She was born on May 22nd of that year.
Oh.
Tina
Fey. Well,
that's
not sharing a birthday.
Tina Fey sharing the same year. Tina Fey, the funny girl from SNL, May 18th. And Kelly Ripa, also the same age as Monica.
They're all the same age,
born in October of 1970. Happy birthday, Monica, as we steamroll ahead on 102.5 The Bone.
Well, thank you, Rick Dees, for being here and doing all that research about her birthday. Very nice.
I really can't believe you did more for this birthday thing than you've done in 10 years.
And with giant, nice 14-inch font.
14-inch.
Most 14-inch. Important.
All right. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Monica.
Thank
all right.
You.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We move on with the show. Roger and JP, it's the Bone Real Raw Radio.
Sorcerer of death construction. In the fields of bodies burning. As the war machine keeps turning.
Roger and JP on 102.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.